الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather on this day of Jum'ah after Ramadan in the month of Eid, thinking upon the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ahadith of Rasulullah Islam, the topic thinking of Ahlul Qur'an, who are the people that are known as the people of Qur'an, the people who are not just known as Ahlul Ramadan, that the people of Ramadan, the Ramadan to Ramadan, they come and they enjoy the taqwa, the iman, the shahada and everything. Rather, Ahlul Qur'an are those who in Ramadan and in Shawwal and Zilqa'dah and Zilhijjah, Muharram, Safar, Jamad al-Awwal, Jamad al-Thani, Rajab, Sha'ban, all the months worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that respect, I thought we ponder upon some of the ayats in the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes about the sifat Ahlul Qur'an, the characteristics of those people who are qualified to be known as Ahlul Qur'an, because they are the ones who are always busy and engaged in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with their worldly chores and their worldly ma'amilat. First thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Quality number one that we need to focus on if we want to be Ahlul Qur'an is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that to those people to whom we have given the book, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, to the people of Ahlul Qur'an that the Kitab Qur'an is given, يَعْرِفُونَهُ, they know and they understand the Qur'an. هَذِي الْمَعْرُوبُ, and this understanding is not just knowing, yes, there is a book of Allah, Qur'an, but يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Allah SWT is giving us a mathal, a parable, simile, that these people, Ahlul Qur'an, they know the Qur'an inside out. They know the Qur'an just as they know their abna, their children. Now you talk to any father or mother and ask them, do you know your daughter? Do you know your son? They'll say, yes, I'm their father. They're my flesh, my blood. They're from me. So I know my son and daughter. And that's why when a son and daughter comes to Baba or father and starts making excuses, oh, this happened, that happened, what does the father say? Listen, I've been there, done that. I know the excuses. Don't give me any excuses. Because I'm your father, I know you. I know every single psyche and thinking and habit and ritual that you have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran that الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. Just as we know our children so good as parents, the same way it is mandated for us that we should know the Quran as good. Obviously the example here is not to compare children with Quran, but the example here Allah is saying, just like you know your own flesh, your own blood, your own children, you should know the Qur'an the same way. Where is this surah? What is that ayah? What does this surah require from me? What does that ayah require of me? Do I know the ahkam of Qur'an? Do I know the ma'amalat that is decreed in the Qur'an? This is the meaning that Allah SWT is demanding from us. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. That's quality number one for Ahlul Qur'an. And the quality number two for Ahlul Qur'an, Allah SWT tells us also in the Qur'an in Surah Baqarah, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, what do they do to those people whom Allah has given the Quran? يَتْلُونَهُ تِلَاوَ تَلَى يَتْلُو, recitation, recite, read, قِرَاءَ, تِلَاوَ of the Quran. And subhanallah, in Ramadan, how many times we are doing تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. Before iftar, after iftar, taraweeh, after taraweeh, tahajjud, qiyam, fi sabah. Anytime you see the Muslimin in Ramadan, they're mashghulin, busy with, hectic busy with tilawat al-Quran. But not only Ramadan, the who is Ahlul Quran, he or she does Tilawatul Quran all around the year. Not only Ramadan to Ramadan, Ramadan to Ramadan, but all around the year they do the Tilawah. الَّذِينَ أَتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ أَتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَطْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ Meaning Quran has a right upon us. Quran لديه حقوق علينا ينبغي علينا ما الحقوق للقرآن. It's important upon us, mandatory upon us, that we understand what are the حقوق, rights of Quran upon me. What is Quran demanding from me? What does the Quran want from me? حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به. Allah SWT tells us, those are the people, those who recite the Quran, those who do the tilawat of Quran, حق تلاوته, as is the right of the Quran to be recited. As you know, many of you, that the word Quran comes from the root word of قرأ. قرأ يقرأ, to read. Quran is a derivative of it, meaning the most read book, the most recited book. And that is why Allah has made it mandatory for us that in our salah we recite Quran. Why do we recite the Fatiha? Why do we recite the surah in the salah? For if Allah wanted, He could have replaced it. He could have said, okay, when you get for salah, just say Allahu Akbar, and you say Subhanallah, 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 and then just go to ruku. But Allah made it mandatory, lazim, ijbar, recite the Quran. So why? Because we pray five times a day. And if we just pray the faraid even, forget about the sunnah for the time being, how many times we recite the Quran in a day? Subhanallah. And if we add to it the sunnah and the nawafil and the other extra nawafil prayers, listen, we have a rabt, we have a ta'alluq, alaqa, rabt between the Quran. Because Allah has made it mandatory for us to do tilawah. Everybody will agree, nobody will disagree, that when we do the salah, we are also doing yaqlu tilawati. We are doing tilawah. So what if we do it sirriyan or jahriyan? Whether it's maghrib, isha or fajr, or it's zuhr or asr, we are still doing tilawah, folding our hands. And where are we doing tilawah? Jamb Allah, amam Allah, in front of Allah. That is why Allah's mother said in the Quran that don't recite too loud, don't recite too low, but recite in the middle voice, because Allah loves to hear from us tilawah. And that is what Allah SWT is telling us. الَّذِينَ أَتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Quran has a hukuk upon us. Today in this world, we know the hukuk of the supervisor. We know the hukuk of the requirements of job. We know the hukuk of the walidain. We know the hukuk of awlad. We know the hukuk of azwaj. We know the hukuk of everything in this dunya today. The only haq that I am negligent of is حَقُّ الْقُرْآنِ عَلَيْهِ. And the main haqq of Quran is tilawah. Because when you recite something again and again and again, guess what's going to happen, brothers and sisters? You're going to build love of that thing in your heart. Look at these ad companies. Why do you think these ad companies have multi-billion dollar industry? What do the ad companies do? They make an ad and they keep repeating. Have you ever seen an ad just come once and that's it gone? Very seldom. The success of any advertisement is in repetition. So when you look at it again and again and again, one day you will gonna go and buy it. You're gonna say, you know, just for the heck of it, let me just go and see what is it. Let me just try it once. Even if you're not a repeat buyer of that product commodity, they are successful. Who? The ad agents. They made you buy it once. And if you buy it 10 or 20 or 30 times, they are millionaires and billionaires because they've done their job. What are we learning from this? Through repetition, takrar, you build some attachment in your heart for that thing, hence you go buy it. Now I'm not saying go buy the Quran, but I'm saying Quran doesn't need advertisement. You are already reading Quran, reciting Quran every day in salah. So there has to be an attachment, a hub, a sort of attachment to it, a sort of liking for it. So that when the person reads it, wants to read more, wants to memorize it, wants to implement it. And that is why Rasulullah told us in a hadith, a very beautiful hadith, where he told us, اقرأ القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا من أصحابه. Even the Rasulullah is enjoining us, encouraging us to do what? اقرأوا القرآن. Read the Quran. Read it as much as you can, as much time you can find. Even if you're stuck in traffic, bumper to bumper traffic, can't do anything. Instead of opening the radio, the CD, you should have a small mushaf in the glove compartment box. You open the box, you take out the mushaf, and you're reading. You read one ayah, two ayah, while the car is stuck, can't even move an inch. How much ajr you get? Because remember Rasulullah said, for every harf of Quran that you read, عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتِ وَلَا أَقُولُ أَلِفْ لَمْ مِمْ حَرْفٍ وَلَكِنْ أَقُولُ أَلِفُ حَرْفٌ وَلَامُ حَرْفٌ وَمِيمُ حَرْفٌ. Rasulullah said in a hadith that for every harf of Quran that you recite, read, tilawah, tala, عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتِ. And he said, I don't mean أَلِفْ لَمْ مِمْ is one harf, it's not ten. Alif harfun 10, lam harfun 20, mim harfun 30. But imagine if you read one ayah, how many hasanat you accumulate while you're in bumper to bumper traffic? Today, just ask yourself, how many Muslims mean? 1.6 billion Muslims strong in this world. Of them, suppose there's about 10, 20 million who have cars, let's say, in this dunya. How many of those 10, 20 million, I'm just saying hypothetically, have a mushaf in their car? I remember every time a kid sits in my car and say, Brother Gillette, what's a mushaf doing in your car? I don't understand. When you're driving, you can only drive. You can't read. You can't recite. The only thing you can do is listen on the CD, on the radio or something, to the Quran, of course. And subhanAllah, this shows you in the questioning of the questioner, it shows you that the paradigm in our brain is not fixed to the reality. That look, any moment, 1 second, 1 minute, can give me the ability, opportunity to read Quran, tilawat al-Quran. Because the myth, the shaitan's myth in our brain is to recite Quran, for tilawat al-Quran, you have to have a maqam, mahsus, you have to get down, open the Quran, and make like 10, 20 minutes farigh awqat for Quran. No, who said that? Sahaba, they will be traveling on the camel reciting Quran, traveling on the horse reciting Quran, walking on the feet reciting Quran. So why can't we put Quran, Mus'haf, in our cars? Let us make one ahd today, this Yom al-Jum'ah and the Shawwal. Let us make this pact that from today, not tonight, today, if you get a chance, when you go home to work, you have a Mus'haf anywhere, grab it, put it in your car. Even if you don't get a chance to recite for the next 6 months, you get ajr for just the new intention that you grab the Quran and you put it in your car. And who knows when in the next month or 2 months or a year, you're stuck in traffic, and you give thanks to yourself that I listened to that khutbah and at least had the Quran, and you're stuck in bumper to bumper traffic, you grab it out and you read one ayah. 100 hasanats. Hypothetically, I'm saying. You don't know how many huruf, how many harf you have in one ayah. Suppose you recite one ayah that is 3 lines or 4 lines long. You get 100, 200, 300 hasanats. This is the sha'ar of the Muslimin. Sha'ar of the Ahlul Quran. Those who want to be notified, those who want to be known as Ahlul Quran, they have to have certain sha'ar. Like Allah says in the Quran, Surah Hajj, وَمَنْ يُعَذَّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Subhanallah. Whoever emanates the symbol of Allah, شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ يُعَذِّمْ مِنْ تَعْزِيمٍ. Whoever glorifies, emanates, produces, publicizes, shows what? شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is from the depth of the taqwa of the heart. Because no one will just with a superficial iman, no one with just a surface level of iman would want to do the ta'zeem of the شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. And from the sha'air of Allah is the sha'air of Quran, Ahlul Quran. And does not mean that if I don't know Arabic, that's it, I can't read Quran. I can read Quran. There's so many Muslimin in this dunya who don't know Arabic, yet they do tilawat of Quran. Because the key wisdom, brothers and sisters, from the tilawat is, you will see, you will learn yourself, you will come to me 10 days or 10 months later and say, SubhanAllah, that one advice paid off so much, one ayah that I never could memorize, so difficult, I just began reciting it every now and then, and now it's on my tongue automatically. How? I hate to give this example, but for the sake of our better understanding, when we as human beings, insane, Bani Adam, when we're taking a shower, combing the hair, have you ever heard your loved ones humming a tune. What are they humming? Some musiqa, some aghani, some music, some singing of the latest tune that they heard from somewhere. So they repeat on their tongue, it got fixed on their tongue, and now when they're taking a shower, they go, woo-hoo. When they're combing their hair, they go, woo-hoo. They're tuning to something. This is a ma'jiza in front of you to show you that if you have your heart in something, it can come on your tongue. But if your heart is not in something, no matter how hard you try to memorize, it's not going to come. Where the heart is where the mind is. Isn't that what the supervisor, the manager says in the company? Hey mister, put your heart where your mind is, or put your mind where the heart is, and see what efficiency in the work you bring. So my only request to myself and the Muslim Ummah, where is the Ahlul Quran? Where are the Sha'air of the Quran? Why can't we, instead of humming in the bathroom, not in the bathroom, wherever we are humming, instead of humming the tune, why don't we teach our kids, lead by a role model example, the look son and daughter, instead of humming the latest tunes from these rock people, hum the Quran. An ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Just hum. And you see that it becomes so easy for tahfiz of Quran, for the hifz of the Quran. If your son and daughter complains, I can't memorize this surah, I can't memorize this ayah. Look what Allah is saying. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. In other words, Allah is putting a criterion, a condition. Those people who truly believe in the Quran, who truly have iman bil Quran, are the ones who do tilawat al Quran al takrar, repetition, again and again and again. And subhanAllah, you know the ijaz of Quran, you know the miracle of Quran, the ijaz wa hayya, the living miracle of Quran is, no matter how many times you recite any ayah, you never get fed up with it, you never get tired from it, you never get frustrated from it. You don't say, oh, enough is enough, I've recited this ayah so many times. No, every time you recite, andika ishtiraq, your heart has more earning, desire, hey, I want to know more about this ayah. What is Allah telling you in this ayah? And this is putting you on the road to Jannah, on the path to Hasanat, on the path to getting closer to Allah's work. So again, to recap that we are discussing today in this Jummah, what are the sifat, what are the sha'air of Ahlul Quran? Because we already showed that in Ramadan. Now that Ramadan is gone, maza ba'da Ramadan? What are we supposed to do after Ramadan? Are we going to just sit hand on hand waiting for next Ramadan? Next Ramadan is going to come, then I'm going to read the Quran, I'm going to do khatam Quran in my house, I'm going to do khatam Quran in my friend's house or things, I'm going to listen to Taraweeh. Are we going to wait for next Ramadan? Who knows if I die before Ramadan? Death is so close. I felt death this Eid. Just to give an example, I saw death so close. And this is the Eid gift that Allah gave me, saha and health and life. Driving on Eid evening towards an Eid dinner, our car hits a deer and the car is total. The car is dead. You want to see death? The car is dead. Insurance doesn't want to pay money to it. And the car cannot be used again. Or it will be used and take a lot of money. But I saw that deer so close. And I said, yes, who takes the role from us and from the deer? Malik al-Mawt. He was there right around the car. Because he came to take the roof of the deer, but not me, my wife, and my three kids. We were blessed without a single bump or bruise. This is not mu'jiza, but it is karama from Allah. Allah is teaching me in a lesson that look, if Allah wants to protect someone, preserve someone, He can take away the thing that you're riding in, but you're still protected. And if Allah decrees for someone to be dead, then the car can be such that it's totally intact, but the people in dead. Why? Because it was time up. So we take our life for granted. We think that we are going by our business, going by our daily routine and chore, and we don't think that any time death can come. On that Eid day, the only thing that I could come up from my tongue is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah li kulli hal. That my life is there, my wife is there, and my kids are there. Who knows anything could have happened? There have been worse accidents with deer. My own uncle once hit with a deer, his own car totaled, plus he had chest injuries. So it is to show for us, how long will you procrastinate, ya Bani Adam? How long will you delay, ya Ahlul Iman? How long will you wait, ya Ahlul Quran, to show the sha'air of Ahlul Quran? two of the symbols that we discussed today is الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. To those people who we gave the Quran, they know it as good as they know their children, or even better. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Quality number two, to those people who we gave the Quran, they tala, tilawa. They recite the Quran on a regular basis, not just Ramadan. On a regular basis, حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. As is the right of Quran to be recited. And you know what's the barakah from recitation of Quran? You recite Quran in your house, you recite Quran in your college wherever you are, you recite Quran in your car, you recite Quran in your bus if you're taking a ride, in the train if you're taking a ride, you recite Quran at your workplace. There's no haraj in keeping a Quran on your desk, on your cubicle. Anytime after work hours, or anytime that you feel awqat faragh, you have nothing to do, you can recite one ayah, two ayah. The waswasa that shaitan puts in our brain, you know what? To recite Quran, you have to have at least like one page, half a page, one juz. Who said so? Give me one hadith, one ayah of the Quran. It says that when you sit down to recite Quran, you have to finish one juz, half a juz. And Rasulullah is saying, you will not recite the Quran, you can recite one ayah. How small can it be? Qaf. You have ashra hasanat. Sword, ashra hasanat. Yasin, 20 hasanat. This is it. He never said, he said just one ayah. And the ayah does not mean qul huwa Allahu ahad. Ayah can be sword, qaf, yasin, nun, alif, lam, mim, ameen. This is what he's saying. لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن أقول ألف حرف واللام حرف وميم حرف ثلاثون حسنات for just recitation. And when you get into the groove of recitation, you will see the barakat of recitation in your life, in the community, in the neighborhood, in the country that you live. You will see the barakat, because Quran has fadail. Whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not, it's invisible, it's intangible. When you recite Quran, look at the barakat of Quran in Ramadan only. Just Ramadan only. Look at the barakat. When you have tilawa, when you have taraweeh, when you have people listening and reading Quran, there's an atmosphere of sakina. There is an atmosphere of itminan. There's an atmosphere of tam'anina, sukoon. In the house, in the world, wherever you are. And that is what Allah SWT is saying, that the barakah of Quran, the barakah of Quran is in your rizq, in your ilm. If you're a student or college or school, it's in your knowledge, you'll see how good you get the barakah of Quran. If you're a tajir, tijara, business, you'll see the barakah of Quran in your business. If you're amil, ammal, worker, salary paid, you'll see in your salary, in your work, barakah. You'll see that the work that you used to do in 4 hours, you do it now in 2 hours. كل هذا بفضل القرآن بفضل الله. And that is what Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام said. He said, أشرف أمتي حملة القرآن. من له شرف في الإسلام؟ من له وقار في الإسلام؟ Who has the شرف, the honor, the وقار, the decree, the prestige in Islam? أشرف أمتي حملة القرآن. Those who carry the responsibility on the shoulders of Quran with tilawa, with tafheem, with tafakkur, with tadabbur, they are the one who are from the sharaf of the ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm not saying this, no scholar is saying this, no sahabi is saying this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ashraf ummati hamlatul Quran. The best of my ummah, the honorable of my ummah, the most respected of my ummah, are those who carry the Quran, the responsibility. For there came once before us a qawm and ummah that did not carry the honor, the prestige, the responsibility, mas'uliyah of the kitab that Allah nuzzil alayhim. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not discriminating, insulting, humiliating anyone in this ayah. Allah is teaching us a lesson of wisdom, hikmah. If you don't get up to pick up the value, the wiqar of Quran, He will replace it with someone else. Allah doesn't need us. We are the one who are in need of Allah. Allah is blessed with Quran. It's about time we get up and rise to the occasion. Otherwise, we will be just doing the same thing that we see donkeys doing on earth. They carry a burden. Asfara in Arabic means a burden, weight. You put 10 Quran man on the back of a donkey, does it make that donkey mu'min, muttaqi?
No.
But if you put 10 bags of stone on the donkey, does it make any difference to it? Does it, can it tell the difference between stone, hajar, wa qur'an? La. Wa kitab? La. Wa illa. Allah is saying, don't just be a carrier of a burden. But I'm a Muslim, mu'min, yes, I have to read Qur'an. No. Be someone who shows the transformation, the visionary difference in your shakhsiyah. When people look at you and say, yes, I testify, this is Ahlul Qur'an. I witness, this is a person who's read Qur'an, understood Qur'an, implemented Qur'an. Ahlul Qur'an. This is what Allah is saying. مَثَلْ لَذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. Those people who were given the hamal, the carrying of the weight of the Torah, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, and they did not, they shied away from it. If we shy away from the Qur'an today, in this age and era, brothers and sisters, we are in the same category. There is no fark, there is no difference between us and them. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلْ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ. الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلْ فَوْقَ ظَهْرِ. Weight, burden. Whether it's thaqeel or it's khafif, it can only tell the weight. Yes, the donkey will be very happy if you only put 2 pages of a paper on the back. It's not going to feel anything. And you put 10 bolts, it's going to feel something, it's not going to be happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't just think that this is mushaf, mujallad, bayn al-awraq. Understand kullu harfan harfa. Understand the mutalada of Qur'an. What is Qur'an demanding from us? Is Qur'an saying that just read me Ramadan, listen to me Ramadan, ahfiz, memorize me Ramadan, and then after Ramadan, put it on a nice big shelf over there to accumulate what? Gems and pearls? No. To accumulate dust and ghubar. Until someone dies and I say, oh, my father died, come. Let's take the Qur'an. Let me clear the dust. Too much dust came on the Qur'an. Come on, brother, let's sit down and read Qur'an. Yes, it's a very good act. Yes, it's virtuous. But is this the mutalab of Qur'an? Is this the salute we are doing with Qur'an? The Qur'an that will be hujjatun laka aw alayk yawm al-qiyamah. Rasulullah said, Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayk yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of judgment, the Qur'an, this Qur'an that you think cannot speak, Allah will give it the ability to make ihtijaj. إِمَّا لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. Allah will give Qur'an the qudra, the ability to come and make an argument either for you or against you in front of Allah. For you how? Allah will, it will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, bless this person. Ya Allah, forgive this person. Ya Allah, don't punish this person. Ya Allah, he or she read me much. Ya Allah, he or she memorized me much. Ya Allah, he or she understood me much. Ya Allah, he or she thought on my ayats much. So don't punish him, oh Allah, or her. And how laka or alayk? Quran comes and says, Ya Allah, punish this person. Ya Allah, he or she never read me except in occasions. Ya Allah, he or she never read me even Ramadan, or just very superficially Ramadan. Ya Allah, he or she never implemented the ahkam in this Quran. Ya Allah, punish this person because he or she never memorized me, never understood me, never did tafakkur tadabbur. Can you take the hit from Quran and Yawm al-Qiyamah? Just visualize, brothers and sisters. Close your eyes for a second and think. Imagine Allah in front of you. No one around you except Qur'an. And it's making ihtijaj against you. Is there any outlet? No. ما في فرج. There is no outlet. And Rasulullah already told us. اقرأ القرآن فإنه يأتي شفيعا يوم القيامة لأصحابه. Read the Qur'an because it will come as an intercessor. As a lawyer, attorney. If I use this word, you get to know better, understand. Because in this country, everybody is attorney. And Qur'an will be your attorney, defending you from the nar of Jahannam, the azab of Allah. What a beautiful lawyer. What a beautiful attorney. Pro bono. No money required. No hasanah required. Because you did all the work for it in dunya. By reading, reciting, understanding, implementing. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لكم وأستغفر المسلمين فاستغفرون إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول كريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم بسنه الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, Allah tells us in the Quran, أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة. Like I said earlier, the tilawat al-Quran is attached with iqamat al-salah. Your salah is incomplete if you have no Quran in the salah. So what is Allah telling us? That the one who will be ahl al-Quran will be someone who is namazi, who is a musalli. One, you will see there is a big connection. You will never see this dichotomy, this dilemma, that someone who is always reading Quran, tilawat al-Quran, and doesn't pray. Or vice versa. Someone who prays a lot, prays regularly 5 times a day, and never reads Quran. Mustahil, abadan. So there is a huma tawaman. As-salat wa tilawat al-Quran tawaman. The one who gets into the habit of praying and being conscientious of their prayer to protect them will also be conscientious and not neglectful of tilawat al-Quran. In other words, we get two for one deal. If you get into yourself the habit, what I'm trying to say is, many Muslims today complain or confess or say that, yes, I'm weak in my prayers, I'm lazy in my prayers, I'm slacking off. Please help me, please pray for me, brother, make dua for me. Yes, inshallah, I'll make dua for everyone. But you also, brother and sister, have a tool in your hand to protect your prayer. If you're slacking off, becoming casual and lazy and lethargic from prayer, if you see missing prayer here and there, get into the habit of tilawat al-Quran. Wallahu al-Azim is Jummah, and I'm standing here and telling you, you will see how punctual you become in your prayer, automatically. It is from the barakat al-Quran, fada'il al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this over here. أُطْلُ مَا أُوْحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةِ, and establish the prayer from إِقَامَةِ السَّلَاةِ is تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, also over there. In another hadith, Rasulullah told us that خَوْرِكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ وَعَلَّمَ, the best amongst you are those who teach the Qur'an and also learn. So we should get in the habit of having حَلَقَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. What's wrong if the father sits at home and says, تعال يا بني, تعال يا بنتي, تعال يا زوجتي, let's all sit down, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, give me 60 seconds. Just open, read with that, okay, go back to your work. Yes, it might sound absurd, wait a second, you called me for a minute and you just didn't go back? Yes, because you got to get in the habit. What did I say earlier, that the ad agencies, how do you think the ad agencies make money? Did they show you 30 hours or 30 minutes of ad? No! Most ads that are the successful are those only 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds. If they're going to a minute, too long already. What is this marketing device, marketing tactic? What is it teaching us? It is teaching us that when you repeat something again and again, it gets into your blood, in your groove, in your psyche. So we should have, I'm not saying we become advertising agents for Quran, but I'm saying that we should learn some wisdom from the ma'amilat of the dunya, that if we do the same thing, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 9 seconds, Quran, and in halaqatul Quran, خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرَانِ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Yes, maybe the father can correct the son and daughter, or the son and daughter can correct the mother, or the mother can correct the husband, or the son and daughter can correct the father. There is no haraj in Islam. We should not be shy. There is a taboo in the Muslim Ummah today that people feel shy to sin in front of their own close relatives, loved ones, and recite Quran. You will never see a father and son sitting together in the house, but you will see both father and son watching Sunday afternoon NFL. How easy it is to watch Giants, Jets, but how difficult it is, open Mus'haf, read your Bunay one ayah, I read one ayah. How easy it is to see NBA, and Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James, and how difficult it becomes, Willa, ya binti, Iqra. Do you know my daughter which surah is number 25? No, it's Furqan. Do you know my son what surah is number 36? No, it's Surah Yaseen. But do you know how many rebounds LeBron James is? Yes, father, I know. 13 rebounds the last game that he played. What do you know? This is revelation, for God's sake, to us. That our society is going in the wrong manhaj, wrong direction. I'm not criticizing our children. It's not haram to know how many rebounds and how many dunks, slam dunks those players did. It's okay. But why not how many surahs in the Quran? What are the names of the surah? At the least, make the shahad, make the emblem, make the symbolism of Quran in your house. Start from the money. The buck stops right on you, the father. Start from right where you are. And if you are weak, don't feel shy about it. Because your son and daughters are the first who are going to strengthen you. Don't feel shy that in my childhood, I never learned Quran. How can I now read Quran in front of my wife and my kids? They're going to make fun of me. No! They're your own flesh and blood. They are the last to make fun of you. Rather, they will strengthen you. Ya Abi, Ya Ummi. Come, let's become... You know why the family is weak? Why the family network is weak in the Muslim Ummah? Because we don't share this philosophy of Quran. It'd be easy to see a game. It'd be easy to go to a game with a family. Like this summer, in August, a family, someone from here, I don't want to take name, he was telling me, brother, I took my son and daughters to the U.S. National Tennis Open Championship. We got the best seats over there and we were seeing this game. I said, SubhanAllah, that's good. Did you ever have a chance to sit with your son and daughter also open and review Surah Yaseen, Surah Rahman? Speechless, shocked, stunned. Oh, I never knew we could do that. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, get into the groove, get into the sha'air of Islam, have an atmosphere of Quran in the house, then you'll see how dramatic change, much as the family, the nucleus, but the ummah will begin. And we all are waiting as if some leader is going to drop down from heaven, come down on earth and say, yeah, Muslim, come on, let's become one, even though our families are cracked and disintegrated and weak. He doesn't have a magical wand that he'll just touch your shoulder and say, you are all strong now. You got to start from the grassroots, from the basics. At least give your children the task. You don't need that. You don't need to be a shaykh, an alim, a scholar, a hafiz to tell them to learn the names of the surahs of Quran. Let's say, tell them to learn the names, the surah, and learn them by number. What surah number 57 we have been in? It's hadith. What does it mean? Arab. Simple as that. What surah number 36? It's Yaseen. What does it talk about? About Akhirah. What is surah number 45? It's Jasiyah. What does it mean? It means on the day of judgment, everybody will be gathered and be on their knees. Simple. See how you quiz your... Get into the habit. You start first. You memorize Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, Surah Nisa, Surah Ma'idah, Surah Al-An, Surah Araf, Surah Anfal, Surah Tawbah, Surah Yunus, Surah Hud, Surah Yusuf, Surah Rahab, Surah Ibrahim, Surah Hijr, Surah Dahl, Surah Bani Israel, Surah Kahf, Surah Maryam, Surah Taha, Surah Anbiya. Go on. Tell them by your role model example that, look, I am your father. I know the surahs by heart, by name. Even if I'm not hafiz of the Quran, I am hafiz the asma of surah of the Quran. And this is the meaning of ashrafu ummati hamlat al-Quran. This is the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah, that the best and the sharaf, the honorable of my ummah, are those who have the hamlat al-Quran. Come, let's make a pact together. Come, let's make an ahd together. From tonight, from today, we will be the Ahlul Quran. So that next Ramadan, if I ask you, do you know what is Surah number 75? You say, Brother Joel, it is Surah Qiyamah. It talks about the Qiyamah. Can we do that? Yes, we can. Can we accomplish that? Yes, we can. Do you have the niyyah? Yes, because I can tell already by your faces, you have the niyyah. You have the emotion. You have the energy. You have the enthusiasm. Don't walk out of that door and let shaitan attack you, because he is working as hard as ever right now around the atmosphere of this building to get you out of this groove. May Allah protect our children. May Allah protect our iman in our hearts. May Allah give us the tawfiq to learn the Quran and memorize the Quran. May Allah give us the tawfiq to do tafakkur and tadabbur on the Quran. May Allah give us the tawfiq to implement the ahkam of the Quran. May Allah give us the tawfiq to get to know the Quran as we know our children. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to make the Quran the nur of our sudurina. May Allah make the Quran the light of our chests. وَزَهَادَ هُلُومِنَا وَغُلُومِنَا. And may Allah make the Quran the eradicator of all the depression and anxiety that exists in our life, in our personalities. Allahumma yafil al-Muslimin al-Muslimat.